When naked, Kumi was absolutely stunning. Her breasts and nipples were soft and sensitive, with just a slight wispy covering of fine hair covering her warm and welcoming crevice. Her long black hair framed her beautiful oriental face, and when she smiled, she looked like an exotic angel. Imani was so attracted to her. She let her do whatever she wanted, and the djinn absolutely loved the pleasures of the flesh. Many hundreds of years previously, the djinn had served under a great Tartarian ruler that had several harems and loved unusual deviations that it enjoyed immensely as a male, female, and even as a hermaphrodite. Kumi walked over to the bed and straddled Imani, unbuttoning her blouse and jeans, then pulling them off and sliding her knickers down. She started licking and kissing between her legs. Imani closed her eyes and let the djinn have its way. She felt as if she was blossoming like a flower and wanted to catch up on all the years she'd been pretending to herself she wasn't interested in sex. Kumi's tongue felt just like Omar's, probing deeper and deeper, as if it was a snake. Suddenly, the phone rang. It was the front desk. "Excuse me, madam. There is someone waiting for you in reception." "Okay. Thank you. I'll be down soon." "It is a trick. They will be searching the room to try to grab your rucksack if you take it with you," Kumi said. "I know. So what can we do? We can't go to Luxor till tomorrow, as it's already night time and there won't be any flights. I have an idea. Can you arrange a helicopter to take us directly to the pyramid from here?"
"Of course," Kumi replied.
"Well, why didn't you say before?" Imani joked.
"You did not ask."
"Oh, never mind. So what do I have to do now?"
"Nothing.
What time do you want a driver to pick us up?" Kumi replied.
"Now, then, can we deal with these morons downstairs and get away?"
"It is done," Kumi replied.
"Really? Just like that? It's all arranged and the helicopter is waiting at the airport?"
"Yes."
"I'm starting to enjoy having my own djinn.